Is Amazon good for Seattle? That question was debated at a KUAW event on Seattle's Capitol Hill yesterday. The audience was divided on the issue, and they said their biggest concerns around Amazon are growth and gentrification. KUAW's Amy Radel reports.
Former mayoral candidates Nikita Oliver and Carrie Moon made the case against Amazon. Oliver said the work environment in Amazon's warehouses is very different from its headquarters.
On whose back is that innovation and convenience built? And oftentimes we don't think about the fulfillment and the workers in the warehouses and what it means for them to work under certain conditions. 40,000 high-paying jobs for whom?
Marilyn Strickland, the president of the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, said as former mayor of Tacoma, she would have welcomed Amazon in her city, but she agreed Amazon could improve its hiring of women and people of color.
That's not unique to Amazon, and I don't say that proudly. The tech sector needs to do a better job. More people of color and women on their boards, and hiring people of color who aren't just working in their fulfillment centers.
Carrie Moon blasted Amazon for killing retail jobs and failing to pay any federal taxes last year, and for its process in choosing a second headquarters.
First of all, transparency. These secret negotiations are crap because they're pitting cities against one another in a race to the bottom. Have the negotiations in public, make the cities share what they're offering, and make Amazon share what they're asking.
And Oliver said Amazon has opposed impact fees and a corporate head tax that would help pay for infrastructure and housing in Seattle. Maud Dodon, the former president of the Seattle Chamber, said it's true Amazon has not supported those fees.
But on the other hand, Amazon contributed mightily, as did all major employers, to passing Sound Transit 3 levy. They've basically helped to fund that campaign. And that is huge in terms of our growth.
She said Amazon also supported the state's new paid family leave law and a chamber initiative to promote gender pay equity. In the audience last night, three-quarters of people said they're members of the Amazon Prime program. Strickland said Seattle should root for local companies to succeed and that everyone who uses Amazon is complicit in their success. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.